The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
All right, up and coming now, Old Time Radio, the Inner Sanctum, Birdsong for a Murderer.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door. This is your host to welcome you into the inner sanctum once again. Come in. Our little place may not be a mansion, but it has its advantages. For one thing, it's thoroughly scare-conditioned. The scream pipes are always in good working order, and the rent's quite reasonable. We get a cut rate. Well, you've had your warning. Whatever happens from now on, you asked for. Just be sure the family is provided for. And now to our happy little anecdote for tonight. Birdsong for a Murderer.
My name is Carl Warner. I'm not a young man any longer, but I don't mind that. I wasn't very happy when I was young. Now, well, at least I'm not unhappy. And late at night, after Elaine has gone upstairs to bed, she's my wife, and she's very pretty and younger than I am, and perhaps I made a mistake in marrying her, but, well, anyway, late at night, I go into the room where I keep the birds, and then, listening to them sing, I get as close to happiness as I can expect. I stay an hour, and then I cover their cages. And then they know it's time to sleep, and they sleep. Even on the stormiest of nights. This was a stormy night. The birds were still, and I turned to go upstairs when someone knocked at the front door. It was late. We know very few people. We kept to ourselves, mostly Elaine and I, so I was worried a little when I opened the door. Yes?
Mind if I come in, Mr. Warner? It's kind of damp out.
No, of course not. You seem to know me.
I do, don't I?
But I don't know you.
My name is Brule. Chester Brule.
Oh, Chester Brule. I still don't know.
Remember? It doesn't matter.
What did you want?
Nice place you got here. Much nicer than Cragmount.
Cragmount?
Cragmount Asylum for the Insane.
You work there?
Yeah, I used to work there.
This is all very interesting.
Funny thing happened just before I left. One of the inmates escaped. This baby was a homicidal maniac.
Homicidal?
Yeah, that's right.
I don't see what all this has to do with me.
I didn't say it had. There was one funny thing about this inmate.
What's that?
Loved canaries. Loved to listen to them sing. Psychiatrists at Cragmount found it very interesting. Birdsong was the only thing that kept the murderous impulses down. Mr. Warner, I'm out of work.
That's too bad.
You're not doing badly. Nice house, furnishings. Didn't I hear canaries singing before I come into the house?
Maybe you did.
So, 5,000 in the morning?
No.
I think yes. Otherwise, Cragmount will be happy to hear from me. 11 Crescent Place. Room 2B in the morning. You can show me to the door now.
Of course.
Good night, Mr. Warner. Till we meet again.
I watched him go out into the blackness, and the blackness swallow him.
The birds were quiet. I thought for a moment of taking the covers off the cages and letting the birds sing, and then...
Then I thought that tonight it might be better if I didn't let the birds sing.
Okay, okay. Couldn't wait till morning, huh? I didn't expect it. Wait. Wait, that knife. No! No! I shouldn't have let you... Surprise! Surprise!
It's a bit of a bad night. I couldn't have slept more than 2 or 3 hours. Fortunately, Elaine and I had separate rooms. And at breakfast the next morning, she was fresh and young and beautiful.
Carl? Huh? Why are you staring at me in that funny way?
Oh, nothing. You really shouldn't read at meals.
Oh, it's only the paper. So many exciting things happen, I can't wait till I get to them.
Still...
Oh, isn't that terrible?
What is?
A man was murdered last night. Not very far from here, Crescent Place.
Crescent Place?
Such an odd name. Chester Brewer. Carl, your coffee cup.
Sorry, I wish you wouldn't read the paper.
It says that his canary... He had a canary car. Was singing when the landlady found the body. Oh, that's pathetic.
Elaine, I told you not to read that paper.
But, darling...
Give it to me.
Carl, you're tearing the paper up. What's the matter?
I'm nervous this morning.
Don't remember you ever having been like this before.
I told you I was nervous.
Now, look, darling, why don't you go into the aviary? Listen to the birds for a while. You love them so, and they have such a nice effect on you.
I went into the aviary as she suggested, and I listened to the birds. Quite a little while before I stopped trembling.
Carl?
Yes, dear?
Come into the kitchen.
All right.
I've been washing the breakfast dishes, darling, and found this among them.
Carving knife.
This isn't that funny. Besides, look at it. The blade's all covered with brown stain.
I see.
Sure, I washed it after dinner last night. Did you use it for anything?
No, darling. Now give it to me, and I'll wash it now.
Oh, I can do it. I just wondered. Oh, the door. Will
no,
you?
No, you give me the knife. And you answer the door. I said you answer the door.
All right. There's nothing to shout about. I don't know what's the matter with you this morning.
I wash the knife. Quickly, but carefully. Very quickly, but very carefully. Didn't take long. The stains hadn't hardened much, the brown stains.
Carl?
Yes?
Someone to see you. A man.
What does he want?
He didn't say, except that it was important.
I'll go see him.
He said he's a lieutenant. A Lieutenant Gregg, from the police.
There are 17 steps between the kitchen and our living room. I know, because I counted them. While I was walking to see Lieutenant Gregg of the police. 17 steps to make my face polite, relaxed, smiling. But would I be able to hide the trembling of my hands? You're Lieutenant Gregg. My wife said you wanted to see me.
Yes, that's right. Mr. Warner, did you know a man named Chester Brewer?
Chester Brewer? Why, I can't say offhand. I've got such a bad memory for names. I may or I may not. Why?
He was murdered last night. You see, we found your name and address in Brule's address book.
I see.
We thought you might be able to help us.
Well, the fact that my name was in his address book doesn't
prove anything? Well, of course not. Would the fact that Brühl used to be an attendant in an insane asylum mean anything to you?
Why should it mean anything to me?
Well, I didn't say it should, Mr. Warner. I just thought...
Well, it doesn't.
Well, I guess that's that. You know, funny thing. There was a birdcage in Brühl's room with a canary in it, singing its head off.
Huh? Well, lots of people are fond of canaries.
Sure, sure. What was funny about it is that Brühl's landlady swears Brühl never had a bird.
That is funny.
Why, it looks, the killer knifed Brühl and then left the cage and the bird in it behind him. Doesn't make any sense. Unless you figure that the guy who killed Brühl was insane.
The birds have been quiet, but the slam of the door maybe started them off. And I knew that somehow I would have to get the cage and the bird in it out of Brühl's room. I didn't know how I'd do it, but I'd do it no matter how insane it was.